From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Greece Tuesday, bringing to Europe much-sought assurances about the U.S. commitment to NATO. Before leaving the United States, President Obama said that President-elect Trump told him he intends to maintain America's core strategic relationships. Athens is the first stop on President Obama's last foreign trip. He spoke to reporters in a joint press conference with Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras.
In order to make reforms sustainable, the Greek economy needs the space to return to growth and start creating jobs again. We cannot simply look to austerity as a strategy, and it is incredibly important that the Greek people see improvements in their daily lives.
You can read more on the president's trip at voanews.com. An Egyptian appeals court has overturned a death sentence handed down against the ousted Islamist president Mohamed Morsi in one of four trials since his 2013 overthrow, according to a judicial official. The Court of Cassation ordered that Morsi be retried on the charges of taking part in prison breaks and violence against policemen during the 2011 uprising. 14 million people in northeast Nigeria urgently need humanitarian assistance, and 75,000 children are at risk of dying in a few months. That's according to a United Nations warning Tuesday. Boko Haram jihadists have laid waste to the country's northeast since taking up arms against the government in 2009. Italy's Coast Guard said Tuesday that 15 people had been rescued from a sinking rubber dinghy off Libya. They are triggering fears that dozens more may have drowned. This is VOA News. Warships from the United States, Canada, and Australia have been drafted in to help earthquake relief efforts in New Zealand after a 7.8 tremor devastated parts of the South Island, according to officials Wednesday. The ships were due in Auckland this week for celebrations marking New Zealand's Navy's 75th anniversary, but have instead been diverted to the disaster zone. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a ceasefire in Yemen could start as early as November 17th, provided that everybody does their part. Yemen's armed Houthi movement and a Saudi-led military alliance have agreed in supporting a solution for the conflict in Yemen based on the framework laid out to establish a new Yemeni national unity government by the end of the year. This is Secretary Kerry.
There's a humanitarian disaster in Yemen. They're just serious security and economic and political and humanitarian challenges. And our sense is that, and most of the parties we talk to agree, in fact, all the parties we talk to agree that there's no military solution. So if that's the fact, then you've got to get into what is the political solution.
Kerry spoke Tuesday at the end of a visit to the United Arab Emirates. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon voiced hope Tuesday that Donald Trump would vary his stance denying climate change as world leaders gathered in Morocco to keep a planetary rescue plan on track. A week after the election to the White House of Trump, who has called global warming a hoax and has threatened to cancel the global pact, Ban said he has spoke to the president-elect.
I believe that he understands that there are market forces already at work on this issue, and that we need to harness these forces for good of the planet and all the species in this planet. And I've been saying that, as I said earlier, once seemed to be unthinkable, has now become unstoppable.
Again, that is UN Chief Ban Ki-moon. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's questioning at the Ecuadorian embassy in London over a long-standing rape allegation ended Tuesday, according to Swiss prosecutors. In a written statement, the office said that the results of the questioning will not be provided immediately and is subject to confidentiality. The Russian defense minister said Tuesday that jets from the Admiral Kuznetsov aircraft carrier deployed in the eastern Mediterranean had launched their first strikes on Syria. The defense minister made the announcement at a meeting with the president, Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.